Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Good morning, Patrick Timpone. We're here every morning, 9 to 11 o'clock Central Time. Well, not every morning. Saturday and Sundays, we go to the farmer's market and flirt with girls. No, buy broccoli. And so if you'd like to be on the show anytime, it's 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Next hour, F. William Ingdahl is going to be here. He's an award-winning geopolitical analyst, and we're going to talk about the Putin-Trump summit yesterday, his latest book about the cognitive dissonance that the United States is in, which is what George Orwell spoke about, where war is peace and love is hate and freedom is slavery and all of that stuff. That's his latest book, and he's a pretty cool guy. He keeps a pretty close short leash on what's going on in the world with oil and wars and power and all this stuff. And his name, we haven't had him on for a few years. F. William Ingdahl will be here tomorrow. Andrew Goss and the Real World Money, our weekly adventure into the world of money to let you know where the bodies are buried when it comes to finance and the big bankers and the boys and how they operate on the financial scale, similar to William Ingdahl, but he's more into energy, GMOs and stuff. Mr. Ingdahl, Andrew Goss, is concentrating on the money. Show me the money. Oh boy, I got a little thing here with my... Okay, first up this morning is a cool guy. He is in Moose Land where's Moose Land? You're in Idaho, right?
Idaho,
Moose Land. Yes, Moose Land. Yeah, they're 2 hours behind, and I told Wayne the other day, I said, we're going to be on the air at 9, and it'll be 7 o'clock moose time. So that's what I call it.
Yeah.
I call it moose time. Wayne Blakely's been on the show before. He is the creator and the provider of Living Streams mission, Living Streams Probiotics. How long has it been now? Just about a month or so, or 5 weeks?
No, it's been about almost 2 months.
Oh, has it been 2 months, really?
A month and 3/4 or
something like that.
That.
I don't do time, so I don't do well with
yeah,
that.
Neither do I.
And so, well, mooses, you know, you got a lot of mooses
out
there.
I know.
And Wayne, you know, he has a great story that you can hear on the first show, all about his son and autistic behavior, and kind of start working on these and doing research. And he's got a great mind and brain and figure out to remember all this stuff. It just boggles me when I talk to him sometimes. He said, oh, yeah, that's because my head explodes. And I, what? How do, would you repeat that, please?
Yeah.
How do you remember all this stuff anyway? Are you just that fascinated with it?
Modern heaven gave it to me a long time ago. Yeah. I had those eight dreams. He gave me the ability to do this stuff. I before this, I couldn't remember names. I was terrible, and probably because I was so full of toxins and poison that more than likely that's what it was. You know, I got the poisons out, clarity cleared up, my mind cleared up. The clarity, you know, is there. You just have to, you know, it's usually people are just toxic. Causes it.
So does that gunky stuff, Wayne Blakely, get caught up in the brain, and that's...
Oh yeah,
that's what causes the fogginess.
Right.
Day.
That's why I had to develop the zeolite product to help out with my son to get the get the toxins out of his brain. It was very difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to work step by step on everything I had to do. I had to research each one of them. So it was very difficult to discover this stuff. It's all out there. I mean, it's out there free.
Yeah, the research, right? To look.
You just got
to
find it.
Yeah.
What's unique about that is this researchers research stuff, and then they just drop it.
I'm sorry?
They do the research, and they just drop it. I mean, after they...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I mean, it's out there, the papers, the information, the studies have been done, and once it's written and put away, it's filed. It's gone.
Proof.
That's what's so fascinating about the whole thing, because all the research I have read is out there in the open to the world, and it's just sitting there.
Not a secret.
It's not a secret, no.
Not a secret, yeah. So some of the magical things that we'll talk about with all of your products is they're all in probiotics that you cultivate yourself.
Right.
And they're different, maybe herbs like zeolite or or C60 in the perfect molecule, right. Or you have, what are some of the other ones you use? Oh, the curcunum, which is the source of
curcumin, yeah.
Curcumin with yttrium, right, and the bifido. And what's in the flora PM? What herbs in
sphagnum moss.
Sphagnum moss.
From the Arctic.
Wow, yeah. And so that gives you different things that the body
can... Well, actually, when you use different nutrients, different things to train these bugs to break down, so they don't normally consume these things. So you have to adapt them. You have to get them to adapt to break down these foods to get different byproducts. But then... It changes the enzyme ability of the probiotics to produce different types of enzymes.
Okay, so let's go through that, explain that. So let's say the sphagnum moss, for example.
Yeah.
So you would take that with particular enzymes that you had to figure out which enzymes the moss liked?
Right.
Wow.
Well, you had to adapt them. First of all, sphagnum moss has a high antibacterial, fungal type of environment, and if sphagnum moss live 100 years in the soil, stay there fresh because the parasites and the bacteria can't consume it.
Okay.
If you put sphagnum moss in a ground, it'd take 11 years to digest.
Hmm. So you had to figure out which, say, in the case of flora PM, you'd have to figure out which probies are going to break loose the components of sphagnum moss that we want.
When it was strong enough to overcome the antibacterial properties of it, because most of my probiotics that I tested it on, it kills them.
It killed the sphagnum?
It killed the bacteria.
In the sphagnum moss?
Yes, in the sphagnum moss.
Oh,
so, but it's harmless. Basically, it's harmless to the human body.
Right.
You can eat it. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything to you, except that it has certain characteristics of destroying different bacteria and different things like this, especially parasites.
Wow, parasites.
So it's natural. It doesn't hurt you. Stuff doesn't hurt you at all, but it does other things. Just, I developed it to help kill out the microscopic parasites in the body. Because there's 256 known parasites, and most of them are microscopic. And they're sometimes very harmful to the body in lots of ways, the skin, the eyes, the ears, things like this, and hitting your scalp. So those kinds of parasites. And those kinds they're usually parasites or nematodes in the skin. They get it from the soils and stuff like this, and it destroys those. It really just stops them from growing. They just die.
Wow.
It doesn't really kill them. They just, I don't know exactly what to say about that because there's not a lot of research on that. And I just know it works. It just works like a charm.
If you'd like to join the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. As I discovered before the show, we're having some issues with the stream. I think they're going to fix it. So if you get disrupted or something, don't worry about it. Don't send me an email. I know what's going on. You'll get the complete podcast a couple hours from now. Sorry about it. It's been really solid for months and months, and just one of those days. It's a karmic thing. It's all your it's all your fault, Wayne. It's just blame it on the probies. Yeah, blame it on the probies. So actually, would take different things like this. Is it sphagnum or a sphagnum? How are you saying that?
Sphagnum moss.
Spag. S P like in Patrick.
Yeah. No. It's P P. Oh, don't ask me how to spell it. S-P, sphagnum.
Sphagnum, sphagnum.
Just the way it sounds. S-P, let me see.
That's okay. That's all right. I just wanted to know if it's sphagnum or sphagnum. So
N-G-S-I-U-M, I believe, something like that.
So you were after a specific model for the body to be able to do something that it couldn't do without this nutrient, and that's how you found and you went
well,
looking
I was
for
working, I was working with a research scientist out of Texas.
Uh-huh.
She was helping me with this. She had 5 years worth of research behind it for a certain kind of, and I don't want to talk about what she was working on, but
that's right.
For a certain kind of product. So I developed that product for her, and she said it wasn't strong enough, but it was extremely strong. that's what happens to me sometimes. People help me work on things, and they say, well, that's not what I wanted, and I just go on with that. So I continued working with that. She's kind of walked out of my life, and I've been looking at different kinds of sphagnum moss. And in fact, there's a sphagnum moss in Poland that is actually absolutely the best in the world, but I haven't accessed that.
Mm-hmm.
There's 125 different species of sphagnum moss, so there's... You know, they all have different characteristics. They all have antibacterial properties because they use sphagnum moss. In Boy Scouts, they teach you if you got cut and get an infection, you take sphagnum moss and boil it in water, and you put it on a wound, it'll heal it.
Really?
Oh, that's in a Boy Scout.
No kidding.
Huh. Book, yeah. And so it has healing properties.
And sphagnum moss also likes to eat up, you say, fungi and bacteria?
Not so much fungus. It's interesting about sphagnum moss. 2 feet below the surface on sphagnum moss, the first 2 feet it's got funguses and got some really nasty fungus in it, but below that there's nothing. Lives in it at all. I mean, you can go down 100 feet, but it's nothing lives in it. It's completely dead. So it's a very fascinating product, and the products I get are harvested out of northern Canada, and they are purified with steamed. They're steamed and then dried, and then that's what product I buy. It's very, very expensive to get.
And this product we're talking about is called Flora PM that's in our store. Well, how is it, I wonder, why you began getting reports from people going through perimenopause and menopause, and it was helping with that. I mean, what's up with that?
Well, that was interesting because I was put that on the market to help with parasites in the scalp and his face and digestive tract issues. And I thought, I was marketing it for, and then I started getting sales, and unbelievable sales. People were buying it, women especially were buying it by the quart. And they were buying lots of it. And every month they would buy a quart or 16 ounce or whatever, and I thought, wow, what's going on? So I was talking to one of my test subjects, which I had test subjects all over the country, and she had just started, and she was doing very, very well on what we were doing with her. And so she said, I'll find out why these women won't tell you, because I called them on the phone and asked them, why are you buying what? Oh, it just makes me feel good, and, you know, helps my digestive tract here. So she did this study. She increased her amounts to 3 teaspoons a day, and all her menopause symptoms disappeared. So I did a study after that. I had 8 women I didn't work with and had menopause symptoms. Every one of them, they all went away. So that was fascinating for me. So that's what I find about my products is not only does the thing I built the product for, but it does other things. So a lot of my products do multiple things that, and I cannot explain why.
Well,
I can't explain why that their menopause symptoms disappear.
Yeah.
Now, it is a humic mineral. It's humic because it's plant. It's loaded with minerals. But I haven't done any lab tests with it. I pretty much give up on labs because I can't get any straight information out of any lab I ever dealt with.
Well, Wayne Blakely, if we believe, as we're told, that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that there's like 80% of the immune system is in the gut. Is that true?
At least.
Okay. So if you're doing probies with things, I mean, wouldn't it stand to reason that there could be things going on in the immune system that we have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, no idea.
Absolutely.
No idea, right?
No idea.
So anything, you know.
Well, a lot of it is they call it peptides. And, you know, these guys make up a lot of words. And these researchers make up different words for different. They're molecules. It's just molecules. It's chemical reaction that goes on in your gut. It's all chemical. And that's why they're molecules. They're not enzymes. An enzyme is a molecule. Okay, enzymes a molecule that's being formed is a certain kind of molecule, and in the body, the bacteria take those molecules, like food molecules that come down the upper tract, down into the lower tract, the small intestine tract, is converted from a food molecule to an amino acid. At that point, that's where the absorption comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absorption is the most important. Okay, but there's cycles like the first cycle that you get is the stomach acid. The stomach acid purifies the food. And then it brings the pH up higher in the stomach, and then it goes into the upper part of the small intestine tract where the digestion comes in, where it digests the food. And as it travels down, the molecule, the solid foods, all the nutrients have been pulled out of the food that we've eaten, and then it's created a food molecule. And then when it gets to the lower tract, it's converted to an amino acid, changes it. but it has to have all the chemicals and it has to have all the minerals down there to do the conversion. It's called electron donorship, where you exchange electrons from other minerals to actually form the molecule correctly. And if those minerals are not there, then it takes calcium. There's no minerals right there. The way you once you put like yttrium is a very, very important molecule down there. Then it has to have that to form the food molecule correctly. So the difference between the molecules is that's produced into amino acid has to do with the minerals. Okay, so if you eat in Americans, if we eat food without the yttrium in the gut, which is in curcumin, anything that's grown, the turmeric plant is grown in India, is full of yttrium, and they take and convert it to curcumin and concentrate it, which is loaded with yttrium. We eat that curcumin, and if you have the right bacteria in your gut, you'll absorb that. You'll actually usually utilize that in your digestion. But if it's not there, then the body will utilize calcium to form that molecule.
Okay,
so what happens is everything you eat converts to a fake, F-A-K-E, fake calcium molecule. That's what causes plaque.
Fake calcium. Oh, so that's what causes the calcium
plaque.
Down up in
that's
your
why,
arteries.
That's why we have plaque all over our body. That's exactly why.
Huh. Because, let's take a breath here. Let's step through, because this is important stuff.
Yes.
So if we don't have the proper probes in our small intestines and large,
right.
It produces a fake, which is a form of calcium that goes in the wrong spot.
And we can't absorb it. It's unabsorbable.
Right, but that's how it ends up in the arteries.
Exactly. Body pulls that up as an amino acid, but it's a calcium, a fake. It's fake. In other words, everything you eat converts to a fake calcium molecule. When I finished this research, I was dead serious about it. I'm dead serious about this. I could not understand why Americans were alive.
Oh, you mean after seeing the way this works?
How it works. Why a person, a male at 25 years old has enough plaque in their body to have a heart attack. That's what the American Medical Association says right now.
You mean if they do one of those CT scans in their arteries, they got a lot?
Their arteries are clogged.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because of the plaque.
Wow. And this is all tied in, your opinion, research, to the probiotics in the gut.
Right.
Because
that's part of it. And what you consume and how your bacteria can break down curcumin. Now, that's the problem, because there's only two bacteria that break down curcumin correctly and break down that yttrium so our body can absorb it, and that's Bifidum and Longum.
Bifidum.
The only ones on the planet to do that. And that research came from Richard Oray. He was on your radio
program. Did you not tell us, though, that if you do Bifidum, right in the mouth, mm-hmm. that the stomach acid croaks it?
No.
No?
Not really. I mean, it's like I said, to get the yttrium out of the curcumin, okay, mm-hmm. to get the yttrium out of it, you have to have those two bacteria in the lower tract. What I did was I took the two bacteria that I purchased from a lab, and I pre-digested it in there. So you've got the product already digested. So that's why it works on everybody. If you don't have those two bacteria in your digestive tract, you can't absorb that stuff. It's not absorbable.
The yttrium.
The yttrium or the curcumin. It cakes up in the lower tract is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It won't break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I pre-digested it and it's the bacteria in there. It is loaded with bacteria. I mean, there's 90 million per milliliter in there. They're all alive, too. They're not dead like powdered stuff. You know?
So the difference between keeping them alive and the powdered stuff is what?
What's that? What do you say again?
Sorry. I didn't phrase that. So how is it that you can keep them alive and most of the powdered things, and there was a doctor on their show just last week who said that 95% of the powdered stuff just isn't...
Oh, it's all dead because of the way it's processed.
Okay, so it's just the processing.
They kill it when it's processed. I mean, they give you a count on the label. It says a count on the label, but they're dead. Those are ones that are alive before they process it. That's what they always do. And then when they process it, they kill 80-90% of the bacteria and damage the other ones. The way they do it, they do a freeze-dried system, and they run it through a centrifuge all the liquid out of it, and they keep the bacteria in there, the centrifuge. Usually it's a 10,000 RPM centrifuge, which kills a lot of them. Then they run it through a plumbing system into a freeze-dried tank that's got 50 pounds of vacuum and 120 below zero, and they freeze it instantly, and then they scrape it off the tank with scrapers, goes down to a grinder into powder, and then it runs in, and they put fillers in it. That's how they do it.
Oh, cool. Okay, Wayne Blakely's here at Living Streams. All of the products in our store. If you'd like to join the show, we're only on for 1 hour this morning. It is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. So generally, though, if we mix some of these your products in water, take them with food or away from food, they'll make it through.
Better.
They'll make
better.
It. I'm sorry, but they'll make it through the stomach, right?
And
the,
right.
Okay,
right.
They make it through there.
I have seen that. Yeah, bifidos are not normally will go through the stomach, you say, but mine seem to do very, very well. They're a lot more well. They're more powerful because they're not damaged in the way they process with powdered bacteria. They're alive and strong. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And loaded with nutrients in there to keep them alive.
Do they need other things like prebiotics to thrive in our in the gut?
Well,
I mean fiber and that kind of stuff. I guess they need it.
They'll break down all the nutrient out of fiber. You got three things going on. You got purification in the stomach. You got digestion in the upper tract. You got absorption in the lower tract. Then you got the waste product that just not the body can't take, so it goes out. All those are very important. There's four things that are very, very important in your body, the way it functions. So when you have enough water in your upper tract and your small intestine tract, you can digest your food more efficiently because the enzymes have to get in between there. And if you don't drink water, they're all key elements, but that's a key element to get that done. It's a cycle that goes through your body. And if you get to the waste products, if you're constipated, that's poison.
Right.
Makes you sick.
That's why you recommend water with meals.
Water. Water and salt will help you get your bowels moving perfectly.
Water.
Lots of salt, because your organs get dehydrated from lack of salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't pass through very well. It's really hard. That's what one of the main causes of constipation.
So we have an email here that wants to know, can you explain small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, this thing called SIBO?
Yeah, that's because your functions are screwed up. You've been antibiotics you've killed a lot of bacteria out. Pathogens come in. Stomach acid's not right, so the pathogens get your eating or breathing or swallowing or getting into your overgrowing, and they're eating the food up. You're eating all the food up you've been consuming, and the body's not getting it. A pathogen produces poison, and a probiotic produces food for our body. It's just two different kinds of molecules.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you get SIBO, it's an overgrowth of bacteria, and you end up with irritable bowel syndrome like that. It screws up everything. It's just overbalanced. It's over. You got pathogens controlling your gut rather than probiotics.
Do we have something in our suite of products to help with the SIBO?
I work with Sandy on that recipe. That he's really good at SIBO.
Yeah. So, what product is it? You gonna keep it a secret? Hello? Telephones.
You hear me?
No. You're cutting out.
I'm cutting out. Why?
Well, you tell me. It's your phone.
I don't know.
Okay. You got one of those call waiting things?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, okay. Anyway, so what product did you...
Well, we use the Living Streams Multi-Blend and the LS Derma Gold and the 4PM, where it's good to soothe soothe your stomach. And you would need to overcome the pathogens that are overgrowing. In other words, you have to get more probiotics in there because they fight against each other all the time. So you got to get a lot of that into your system to over. You get the probiotics in place of the pathogens. They overcome them.
So the Living Streams, the Derma Gold, and what else?
The 4PM works great for all that.
And that would be that combo would help with people with SIBO.
It would help because you got to get more bacteria of the probiotics in there other than the pathogens. That's what you got to do.
So,
you got to go really slow with the products when you have this because our products are extremely powerful.
Yeah, I know. I've had my experience with some.
Right. So you got to go real slow at first and you just kind of build up slowly as you can. Everybody's different, so in my instruction sheets are very complicated because there's so many variety of different people have reactions when these things start coming out.
But you do the bifido too in the ear, and that goes right to the
bypasses the gastrointestinal tract and goes through the lymph system into the lower tract,
into the small intestine.
Right down. That's where the pH is higher.
Mm-hmm.
There.
That's for
That's what that's for. It's great for children. You give it to children. It's just absolutely phenomenal. It's a must for children that are under the age of 1 year.
Oh, put them in their ears?
No, you just give it to them orally. They don't have any acid or any kind of gastrointestinal thing going on at all. And it establishes at that point. I mean, it works miracles on children.
The Bifido 2 or just the Bifido?
Bifido 2 and the Bifido. The regular. All my products are good for children.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good. Alfalfa, the minerals, everything. Alfalfa is high in vitamin K. It's got high in vitamin A, and it's great for building teeth. And it just helps everything. And moringa has high in boron. It has three different kinds of boron in it to help build bones. That's all that nutrient. Some nutrient we're missing. It's a food we're eating. It's just crap.
Yeah, it's just not good, is it? Yeah.
No good at all. But these help break down that food. Even though it's got poisons and everything, it'll take that, mostly take most of that out of there. Bacteria do this. They do the transmutation of chemicals, and they'll transmute it into an inert molecule so that doesn't harm the body.
888-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's get to some emails, because then I'll bring up a lot of different subjects. Let me find them here. Man, my inbox is just needs professional help. Where is them? Got a bunch of them in there, I know. Oh, does Wayne think that any of the Living Streams products can help? Because I heard Patrick mention it, the possibility with protecting ourselves from the EMFs.
Yes, that's the C60.
C60.
There's reasons for that. Which is
called the perfect molecule, our product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that research?
Sure, we can talk about that. It's called structure effect of the dimensions of the molecule, and why C60 is a perfect molecule. They call it the perfect molecule because it's formed in a certain form that that reacts to the magnetic field of the Earth. This is my theory. Now, it's all theory now. It's all theory.
That's right.
It seems to work. And the research I've read is that, like, for instance, the rat study, when they would try to radiate the rats, and the radiation didn't hurt them at all. It just ineffective to them at all. They tried to radiate them to kill them at the end of the test, and it didn't kill them at all. In fact, didn't hurt them at all when the autopsy. They tried poisoning them with poison, and they tried to radiate them to kill them, and it didn't work. And when they autopsied, they found no damage from the radiation. That's because C60 has this magnetic. When the Earth's magnetic wave hits a molecule, it creates a shield around it. It's like a Faraday cage in opposite, like the opposite of a Faraday cage. Faraday cage collects energy around you. This is like reflective, like a mirror in your body. And my theory is you have a frequency around your body, outside your body, that nothing can come through there.
Right.
And it's very, very subtle to the body. In other words, you don't feel it a lot. A lot of women have some major peace in their spirit feelings and calmness overtake them. It helps the pineal gland, helps you sleep dramatically because it puts your body at rest. It allows your body to be put in a high energy area where your body can heal.
So that could be some of the magic with all the C60 going on around the world. There's a lot of it out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot of. I mean, I just make it different than everybody.
No, I understand, because you use Probies, so you feel with the Probies that it kind of leverages
the enzymes break the globules down. The biggest problem with C60 is that it's such a small molecule. That has to be it has to be broken apart. These globules have to be broken apart so it breaks away the molecule. So I just use the lactic acid in our products that actually produce lactic acid, and the enzymes break it apart.
I see.
And then the bacteria carry it with them everywhere they go, and it my multi-blend, that's the ones I use, that type of bacteria, to break these down. And this is different. C60 is different than the Living Streams multi-blend. It's different because they're fed different kinds of food. Now, they break that down. These molecules will carry this throughout the whole body, this molecule. These bacteria will carry it through the whole body, and it reacts to your body. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Some things are bad. Some stuff you consume is bad because of the structure of the molecule, and it makes you feel bad, certain things you consume. And I haven't done any research on that, but that molecule is very, very good. Walter Russell talked about that molecule through his whole life, and he said, what he said was, when mankind discovers this molecule, it'll be the end of sickness on this planet as we know it. In other words, it makes you strong.
Who's Walter Russell, Wayne?
Walter Russell is He's dead. He died in 1963, and he discovered that carbon molecule in, I believe, 1985, I believe, in Russia. But he knew about it. This guy was a genius, Walter Russell. I mean, he taught Tesla a lot of stuff, and Tesla was his student.
And where did the term the buckyballs and what does Buckminster?
Buckyball is the same form of that molecule.
It's the same. It's a genre of C60.
Right. Mm-hmm. C60 is the same dimensions of that molecule that they come across, that because that form was perfect. The form is perfect, and it creates a magnetic field around your body. I mean, it's really fascinating, and it just like reflects. It's like an opposite of a Faraday cage. Anybody knows what a Faraday cage is?
Yeah.
A Faraday cage, it absorbs the energy that comes around you. This reflects it.
Yeah, very fascinating. We had a professor, PhD, out of Washington State University on the show last week, very well renowned and respected, with peer-reviewed studies on EMFs and the cells in the body.
Right.
And man, he was saying some things in my head was about like, what? But he was talking about, and I need to go back and listen to it, but he was talking about, Wayne, and maybe you know this idea of the calcium getting into the cells.
Oh, right,
and the
yeah.
EMFs was screwing that whole calcium transfer thing. Do you understand that?
Sure, I understand it, yeah.
Wow.
It's damaging to the body. I mean, you can fry people with that EMF. You can fry them down to the ground. You just cook you.
Yeah, wow.
That's what happens. I mean, that's it's destructive. It's destructive to your body.
And now
it destroys those things destroy the amino acids in the cells. There is a research study I read years ago about amino acids that's in the cell, and it's one of those products that the body makes. It's certain amino acids in a packet inside the cell, and when the cell goes defective, it releases this amino acid, and it dissolves the cell. Well, guess what? Microwaves destroy it, that amino acid. So that's the reason when people get cancer, that the cells just keep replicating.
Is it any wonder that humanity's sick?
Right. Because they did a test on a 27-year-old that had high amounts of that amino acid in his blood, and they put him in a room, and they had somebody across the room just make a 5-minute phone call. They took his blood right away, and it was gone.
What was gone?
Out of his blood. The amino acid was gone.
It was just
body.
Gone. Wow.
Destroys that amino acid, destroys the cells when they go defective.
And as you know, Wayne Blakely, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the whole 5G thing is really getting ramped up too.
That's
going to be really not good.
That's a bad one.
You're lucky you live out in Moose Land. You probably won't get it.
I can see the tower on the mountain out there, but it's like 5 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
But still, they're putting in satellites. They're putting 24,000 satellites are going to be putting around us outside. They can fry us anytime they want.
I hope they use good fat when they fry us.
I hope everybody's on C60, because that should, in theory,
you're not making any
claims.
Reflect
that from it. It should. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Difficult to say. Well, I guess
I don't want to test it on myself.
I guess if we're still around 5-10 years from now, maybe it's working, right?
Right.
That's right. Wayne Blakely is with us. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. All of the products in our store. Please, if you talk to Wayne or if you talk to Marilyn, that I give you her number, please go ahead and order through our website on the website, because they don't have the facilities to just give us commissions. And that's how we make our living, is promoting products that we love. And we're just excited. And I appreciate promoting these things because, man, I felt it. I told my mold story on the air, and it's just, man, it was like amazing what I felt after doing all the sheetrock in my house. And
We like to see everybody call back on it when they buy it, to kind of report back to get some information. Because really, that product here, I've been selling that product since 2006, and I haven't had one complaint.
That's mold relief. What's the main herbie in there?
That is, that has a variety of bacteria in it.
Would you have to kill me if you told me? Or is one?
No, well.
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
I'd have to shut my phone off.
But you can. Well, you want to say something about its components, or just pass?
Well, it's just got a variety of bacteria in there that produce the enzyme. See, it's the enzyme and minerals is what's in there, and it's a mixture of the living streams, multivalent, and the LS Thermagold.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has minerals, enzymes that actually create a frequency in there that not only does it destroy, the, stop the mold from growing, it destroys the I guess it's the minerals that does it, the enzymes that they're produced, and it destroys the mold spore. That's what's important. But what's interesting about that, it creates a frequency in your house.
Yeah.
Because of the structure. Now, we're getting back into that structure effect. I'd like to see you take that paper I sent you and put it on access, let people read that.
Oh, can I put that on the air?
Yes.
I will, yeah.
And because it's a structure effect, when a magnetic field goes through different structures, it creates different kinds of magnetic waves.
Okay.
And that's what keeps the keeps them from growing back. Now, that's that research that I studied on that came out of Japan years ago and how they did it. They make a product over there you can put in paint. Mm-hmm. That you can put on there, and it keeps bacteria and fungus from growing it because of the frequency. It doesn't like that environment. That's what's going on with this product, because it's hard to understand why you can put this product in your house and mold doesn't grow back. I mean, I know it didn't grow back for at least certain. We did some studies in Kauai, and it didn't grow back at all. 3.5 years later, it's still mold free.
Mm.
Why? And just you ask yourself, why does it keep doing it? In fact, for a marketing product, if you want to talk about making money on it, it's a really poor product, because you use it one time and it doesn't seem you'll ever... I mean, you get that customer one time and that's it.
Yeah, no planned obsolescence.
But, I mean, that's...
So that we have two questions on the mold.
Right.
Two questions on the mold. One is, and it's a good one, is it possible to put the mold relief in the paint and then paint the sheetrock
yes.
as well?
Yeah, you paint that like in your bathroom and mold won't grow on. You can actually put it in... I haven't done it, but people have told me they put it in concrete. And nothing grow on the concrete, too. Different things like that. Grout, you can put it in the grout when you form your grout.
Oh, that would be great, because mold loves grout.
But I don't know. I don't know for sure on that. I haven't done any studies on it. I just know that I haven't had one complaint.
Do you have any idea of the amount you would put into a gallon of paint? What would you guess?
Well, I would take probably the an ounce, something cut like one part product, one part water in a gallon of paint, something like that.
Say that again?
In other words, you mix it ahead of time. You don't need to put a pure in there, but you know something like I wouldn't put the watered down product. You know, because it mixes. You buy it's one part, one quart makes 2 gallons, and that'll cover. If you do the fogger right, it'll cover 8,000 square feet.
It's no, that's at 7:1, right?
7:1, right?
7:1.
So yeah, it makes 2 gallons.
So if you were going to put it in paint again, what would you do?
I would just take the raw product and mix it with 50-50 of water and then put it in the paint.
How much would you put in of that mixture?
1 ounce.
Oh, just 1 ounce in a gallon?
Yeah, right.
Oh, cool. And that you think, we don't know, but you're just conjecturing that could help.
I'm conjecturing on that area, so you'd have to test it. But I'm sure it wouldn't grow because of the frequency that creates the bacteria in there. See, it's not the bacteria don't have to be alive. They could be just the form of their body that does this. It's the form of their, that's what the structure effect paper is all about.
It's like Star Wars.
Yeah,
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Nancy wants to know, will mold relief products still work if most of the sheetrock in my home has been covered with paneling?
Well, I don't know. You have to get it on there. So, you know, you can drill holes in the wall to get the backside. You can drill holes in if you don't have any insulation in there, and then take a fogger and fog it through the hole and then plug the hole. Something like that, but it's got to get on the
sheetrock,
wherever the mold is.
Yeah,
it doesn't seep through the walls. It won't seep through the walls. So I don't. You know, you could build a house with this, or you could and never get mold on it. Pretty much, you know.
Would it seep through concrete? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, let me get this phone call for you. You're on the air with Wayne. Who's this, please?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Wayne, from where the buffalo really roam. This is Mark from Boise, Idaho, where it's too dry to have buffalo roaming.
I see. You got two buffalo. What's going on with you, Mark?
Well, first of all, Wayne, I'm so pleased that Patrick found you. I can speak on behalf of the radio audience, I'm sure. Love your science, love the products, love the cooperation with Dr. Ulri. It seems as if you've approached this all the right way. So I was going to have a follow-up question with regards to 5G, since now we're all scared to death about the oncoming onslaught. And you mentioned C60 as a potential potential modality to try to mitigate the effects. So
right.
Two questions. Number one, why would C60 work to address particularly the disruption of the voltage-gated calcium channels? And number two, does it matter whether or not it's C60 alone and or C60 combined with the probiotic?
Okay. All right.
He's asking me why.
Yeah, let's you listen off the air because your connection is not that good. Okay, Mark, thanks for calling.
Sorry. Okay, yep.
That's right. Okay, so we had two questions. He wanted to know why. I think you've already kind of given the idea.
Well, theory. It's all theory.
It's all theory.
It's all theory.
But you did explain why because of the structure thing, so maybe Mark could listen.
The structure effect is what when a frequency of the Earth, which is 85 megahertz, or it's getting lower than that right now, hits the molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hits the molecule, it changes the frequency of what you're getting from the Earth. It changes it, and that's what structure effect does. It changes it to different kinds of frequencies. And I believe my theory is that C60 causes radiation around you. It's like natural. It's natural around you that reflects anything that's trying to come through that,
like
a barrier,
like an aura,
like an aura.
Yeah,
exactly, like an aura around you. And that's my theory. Because the rats, when they tried to radiate the rats that should have killed them, didn't affect them at all. That's the only reason. Now, that is a legitimate study, that rat study.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We've got to get to a lot of emails here. So, his other second question was, does the C60 out there that doesn't, or not in probes, does it work as well?
I can't say for that, but...
It probably does. I mean, there's a lot of it out there.
Over time it will, but the absorption of it is what's important, is absorbing those molecules into the body. Now, they mix it with oil and acid. Usually they put acid in to try to break the globule down to its molecule, but all oils are hard to absorb. So it's in mixing. They put it in the oil to keep it suspended because it'll fall to the bottom.
Right.
So they keep it suspended. You shake it up and you try to eat it, and then you deal with the oil in your gut, how to absorb the oil and digest the oil to get it into your bloodstream. So it'll work, but I'm sure it'll take a lot longer than what my products do. I'm not sure. I haven't tested them against that. But my products, they're travelers. Half the probiotics in those multi-blender travelers, they travel through your whole body, getting your tear ducts, your sweat glands, your blood, throughout your whole body instantly.
Okay.
You start taking
it. Tara wants to know, can one use Living Streams probiotics on the face or mix it with one's usual face cream, and is it more potent? Are the feet a good place to put drops for transdermal delivery, or could one put it in their ears or eyes or a drop or two, or add a few drops in protein powder? All kinds of questions here. Want to make it more absorbable. So let's see. Let's start with, can you do it on the face? Which one would be the best?
Absolutely. You can use all of them on your face, but I recommend watered down for the best one. For watered down derma and chloroform works great. It's like skin food, chloroform is. And it's also great for the hair to make your hair grow.
And you can put it with cream or just
put it... It's all safe to put in your eyes, but you got to be careful with some of it because it has a low pH. It'll sting when you first put it in, but it doesn't harm your eyes. None of it will. Now, all this stuff's safe for the eyes, ears, nose, anywhere in the body.
She wants to know, can you mix it with food, like One World Way, or can you... in smoothies, no problem?
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Is it counterproductive as an acid would damage the probiotics? Let me see.
What kind of acid?
Okay, if one takes betaine HCl with their meals and then takes your product, would that be counterintuitive?
They're acid. The bifidos are not, they're not good with the acid, okay? But the Living Streams Multi-Blend and the Chloroform, some of the products, the alfalfa, is all good because they're acid-bearing bacteria. They live in acid, so it won't hurt them.
Bifido is the only one that doesn't like acid.
Anything that says bifido on the label, I used to have bifido bacteria to break down a whole variety of different kinds of products. And those are the ones that actually are sensitive to the acid. But you've got the nutrient in there. See, that's the deal. You got that nutrient in there, too. It's a nutrient, but it's complicated for me to get into that subject. It's too long for the subject for me to get into, but we don't have the time for it.
Right.
Talk about.
Okay. Let's do another one here. We know there's some problems with the stream off and on. You don't have to email me. I mentioned you got it. I got it. Yeah, you can listen to the podcast. It'll be clear as a bell. Just something that's going on this morning. Let's see. Let's see if we can get to these things here. Okay. Hi, Patrick. Could you please ask Wayne if taking the Living Streams probiotics will interfere or compete with other probiotics, like if one were taking EM1, Effective Microorganisms, or some other brand. Also, is his sea mineral product for the garden fermented, or is it just straight minerals?
Well, anytime you definitely want to stay away from soil bacteria. They're very dangerous to take. And there's 15,000 different kinds of products in that soil products, any kind of thing dealt with soil. EM1 is one of those that deals with soil bacteria. They're dangerous to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 15,000 different kinds of funguses and bacteria in there. In their patent, there's, you look at it, it's got 15,000 different. No, it's mine will overcome that over time if you get poisoned by that, but it won't hurt any other probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Those EM1 stuff is not a probiotic. It's not. It's soil bacteria.
It's soil bacteria.
Yeah, unless they list it and you can actually identify it. Now, that company, I've dealt with that company before in the past, and I purchased their product for testing purposes, and it's not really that. I don't like it. I don't like it. But those soil bacteria are dangerous. Anytime you deal with soil bacteria, be careful. I've saved a couple of people's lives that had that growing in their gut. And listen, your stomach is not a garden. Your gut is not a garden. So those are designed for the soil. Now, unless they've got a product out there that is separated from that soil bacteria, I don't know what they've got. But if it has anything to do with soils, you don't want to take them. It's very, very harmful to the body. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
You're risking a lot of problems in that area because those are spore-forming bacilluses, and they will really harm you. And that's the reason I stay away from that. I did my homework before I started my business, a lot of homework before I did the right thing and understood what I was doing very carefully.
Okay.
But gotcha. But my probiotics will overcome that over time. It takes time to get those out.
Can Wayne talk about cleansing reactions that are possible when starting your products? I began the multi-blend about 8 days ago. One drop for 3 days, then 3 drops the next day, and then I really felt like I was going down with a cold and flu, sore throat, cloudy head, low energy, and also cleansing all sorts of indigestion.
That's what's happening.
I stopped for the moment. Could that small initial dosing account for this reaction? Should I continue a low dose or even stop for a few more days?
Stop for 3 to 5 or 6, 7 days, and then go. That's where you're supposed to use the product when you first start. Stop it. Just stop taking everything and start back on slowly and go back to that. You've got a series of walls in your body that are toxic, poison, and you got to break through a wall. You just think about it, breaking through these walls one at a time. And then once you stop taking it, you come back, you can take more of it until you hit the next wall, and then you stop doing it like that until your body gets clean. Your body is toxic. Toxic poison. It can cause constipation. The liver will dump out all kinds of toxins. These are huge detoxers, and that's really good. Once you get toxic free, that's when you start healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to get the toxins out before you can heal.
So you recommend rather than pushing through when you get go ahead and just stop for three, four, five days.
That's the best way to do it.
Do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
You can push through it, but it's miserable. You know, I've done that. I don't recommend that to anybody. It's hard. It's very hard to do. It's hard on the body.
Yeah, no sense. No sense really in being miserable.
No sense pushing the envelope. No.
Mm-hmm. Dallas wants to know, how are these probiotics shipped? Do they need to be refrigerated?
Well, they're shipped to Priority Mail. Everything goes through Priority Mail. They won't harm them as long as it doesn't get over 115, 120 degrees. They're really tough bacteria, and also. That's why everything is signature right now. We have signatures in the summertime. In the wintertime, we do the same thing because freezing kills them. They take heat a lot better than they do freezing solid. Right.
No.
They're cells. When they freeze solid, it breaks the cell and they die.
Mm-hmm. So I keep mine in the fridge. Is that not necessary?
Well, you don't need to refrigerate all of them, but some of them I recommend.
Well, I just keep them on one spot, you know.
Well, I recommend not to carry around the alfalfa and the floor PM. The other ones you can pretty much carry around. As long as you're using them all the time regularly, you can pretty much, they'll just get stronger. They'll smell stronger. They taste stronger.
Yeah. So you can travel with them. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you can travel them 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month if you want to. No problem. The floor PM, I said, is the only ones. Floor PM, because they'll get really, really smelly. They get smelly.
This is from Eli. I have some fungus on my toes. I've been told that means that I have candida overgrowth in my body. Can I use a product topically on the toes and internally to get rid of the fungus?
Yes, the Living Streams Multi-Blend.
The Multi-Blend, which is the main, the kind of
right.
the go-to.
Right. The go-to on everybody. It does more things than anything else.
Living Streams Multi-Blend. When people call you and you get, that you spend your whole life on the phone, they probably ask you, which one should I start with, right? You probably get that question a lot.
I always tell them the Living
what
Streams
do you do?
Multi-Blend.
To start with
always.
That one? Because
yeah,
I've been telling them the Living Streams Multi-Blend, the Bifido, and the Perfect Molecule.
Every one of them is important because all the studies I've done is you need them. That's the reason I developed these products because, and I tried blending them together, growing them together, and it doesn't work. And that's what's so difficult for me because I would like to see one product. Everybody would like to have one
yeah.
product. But it was impossible. All the years of research trying to blend these together, they just don't work good together. But they work, you can take them all at once. Because the body is full of water, it just separates them. But when you put them together, that's some kind of competition against each other.
You mean when they're in the same bottle?
Right, same bottle.
Living together, eating together, pooping
right,
together,
right.
whatever.
So all these products that I make, you should need to keep a perfect body, perfect health. You should have them all. And that's what I do. Hmm. And I tell you, I was toxic poison all through my life. And it took me 8 years to get clean. Now I'm clean, and so my mind is fresh and my mind is alive. I can feel it.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's just I'm 68 years old, and I've been around the block with all chemicals, kinds of chemicals in the service and the work I did. Chemicals that were in my body were horrible, and it took me 8 years to get clean. And that last detox that I went through, it almost killed me. I come real close to dying. That was only 6 years ago.
Wow.
Linda writes in,
well, I'm glad you're recovering because we like you. Linda writes in, my husband was told by a dentist that he needed to get a root canal. He said no, that he wanted it just to be taken out, which is what we recommend.
Yeah.
The dentist and oral surgeon wanted him to take an antibiotic before the surgery. He's been doing well in the Living Means probiotics. Does he even bother to take probiotics or on the antibiotics? Can he still take the Perfect Molecule C60?
It doesn't interfere with antibiotics. Our products don't interfere, but it does help keep you your bacteria. Because antibiotics will kill good bacteria in your body along with the bad stuff. So it's a good idea to keep our products at the same time you're taking antibiotics if you decide to take the antibiotics. I can't comment on it if you should take them or not.
You know? No, yeah. So you would just take.
But
them
they do work the same. They work. Doesn't hurt the antibiotics whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. did we answer the fungus thing? Did I miss that?
Which fungus?
The fungus question on the toes and.
Oh yeah, the Living Streams Multi-Blend.
You
can rub it on the toes. Hmm. Take it orally. Rub it on your fingernails and your toes. Your nails, right on your nails. It helps alleviate that problem. They can't live in that environment with the probiotics. That stops them from growing. See, that's what happens.
Hold on a second here. Okay. 888, oh, I don't have time for a call, so let me just do a couple more, then we go. I have been, does C60 help promote, or I'm sorry, does C60, the Perfect Molecule, your product, help people that have severe electromagnetic sensitivities?
No. Now, the reason that they have that is because they got mold in their house and they're breathing mold spores. That's the reason.
Oh.
Food allergies are connected to mold and also
yep.
any kind of frequency, phone frequency. That's all the symptoms of mold toxicity, mold spore toxicity.
Is sensitivity to chemicals and all kinds of stuff. It's mold.
That's it. That's mold. It's always mold. Every time it's
mold.
Loaded with mold. That is a big deal.
Wow. But you
mold,
don't recommend doing what I did and nebulizing the mold relief.
No.
Okay. All right. So don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
No, because you could, like that woman says she got sick.
Well, I got sick too, man.
Only about 100 times more powerful when you do that. I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to go very, it's extremely, I recommend them calling me and I'll tell them why.
Yeah.
Because that's something you should never do, not when you first start, especially. Now, a year after you're on the product, yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're strong enough, you got to acclimate your body to the product because they're so extremely powerful.
Yeah.
These probiotics that work like probiotics should work. out there. This is exactly what they are. They are a product. They're a liquid probiotic that there's nobody. And out there, all the research shows that you can't make a liquid probiotic, but nobody told me that when I made my product, that I couldn't make it.
Nobody said you can't make it, right?
Yeah, I never read about it anywhere until I started reading books and said it's impossible. I'll give you one example of a book real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, if I can find it here real quick, come on, where's that?
That's all right. Our next guest is a little bit late, so we got a minute.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No. Our next guest is, he's in Europe and he's running a little bit late, so
okay.
We can hang out until we get him. So go ahead.
Anyway, there's a book in here. It just actually explains that it's impossible. She's a Russian gal that makes probiotics, and I can't remember the name of the book, but I thought I had it right here, but I don't. Anyway, she claims in her book it's impossible to make a liquid probiotic, and I read that book and I said, "Wow, how could you do this?" Oh, here it is. Here's the book. It's called Probiotics: Nature's Internal Healers by Natasha Trevin.
Oh, I know her. She makes a probiotic.
Yeah, she makes a probiotic, and she claims in her book that it's impossible to make a probiotic.
Well, that's because she's got a powder.
I know. Well, she naturally dries hers, which is better. She's got a good probiotic.
Yeah, no, I know. I've known her for years. Well, known of her for years.
Yeah, she's smart.
She's a smart gal.
Yeah, I like her. You know, but she says it's impossible to make a liquid probiotic. Otherwise, she would have. But it's not impossible because I just learned the trick of how to do it. I mean, you learn. That's all you learn. You overcome sin. When people tell you you can't do something, that's what really gets me. You know, that's what gets me. People tell you, can't do this, can't do that. Yeah, you can. If you just got to figure out a way to do it, that's all.
Yeah, you just got to figure it out.
Yeah, you got to figure it out. You just work on it. It took me 2 years to get the recipe on the food mm-hmm. right on these bacteria to make them grow in this way with liquid and stay alive in there.
They're all alive. They're all alive. As you know, absolutely. I was working with Sandy, and we did a poop thing and came up, and I had a lot of bad actors running down, some pretty wicked things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a strong antibiotic. I just chose to do it. I'm not sure if I would do that again, but I did it. So anyway, so the other day over the weekend, I put a cocktail of the Living Streams and a few other things in a syringe with about 16 ounces of water,
mm-hmm.
put that baby up my bum.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun. I did a shoulder stand and let it sit in there for as long as I could.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's a good thing.
Oh yeah, you can put it anywhere in your body. You can.
But how do they know just to stick on the walls of the colon? I guess they just figure that out.
Well, they have to have a space in there. See, there's got to be an open space in there, because there's bacteria living all through your colon, all through your intestinal walls, and it's got to be able to get a space. That's why the longer you take it, the better, because it has time to access those open areas to start growing. Otherwise, they'll come out. Now, my products will actually go through the skin, you know, the molecules are so tiny, they'll go through the skin, and they'll actually go that way, absorb it into your bloodstream. So that's why when you nebulize, it goes right into your bloodstream, see, which is good. It doesn't hurt you, but it'll detox, kills everything in its path. I mean, it doesn't really kill it. The enzymes go in there and just absorbs into the body, in other words. But once you get it growing in your colon, in your small intestine tract and your large intestine tract and your colon, that's when you've overcome, that's when you start to get really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to get in there. You have to push them out, in other words. You got to push them out. Oh, it's a big battle all the time. They're battling all the time, constantly, good against evil.
Good against evil.
It is. It's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Wayne, you're fun to talk to. We're gonna scoot along. I'm having a little issue with my next.
I hope I answered
everything. No, you did good. You did good. And so here's the deal. All of the products that we have with Wayne Living Streams are in our store. Well, I think we have them all now, but even if you just get to one, you'll be on the website. You can also talk to Marilyn at 360-912-2981. She can answer a lot of questions. I'm learning more and more about these things, so be happy to tell you my experiences if you email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Then if you really get, like, you know, in a bind, then we can hook you up with Wayne and chat with him. If you do talk to him, please be, aware of how much time, and don't hang on the phone for an hour. Because it's like, you know, it's like, man, he's on the phone all the time.
Yeah, anyway. I get burnt out a lot.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my God. All right, kiddo. Well, thanks.
Sometimes I get, you know, I get short because, you know, I've got to do something like
fill
my orders.
You can't be on the phone all day long. You got stuff to do, you know, but you do what you can.
I can be between like 9 and noon, and that's, and then after 5, and sometimes I talk till 10 o'clock at night, and a lot of people, you know, they call me on a weekend and things like that.
Yeah, sure. All right, kiddo, well, we love you.
I try to help everybody.
Yeah, I know you do.